Hello and welcome. It's our number fourth and final hour of our radio show for the day and also for the week. We've got the fifth hour podcast, which will be available today, Saturday, and Sunday. There are no days off. No days off. So, in hour number four, this hour, is Bill Belichick really going to trade up? A lot of scuttlebutt around the draft that the Patriots are primed to move on up and get one of these quarterbacks in the first round. We examine that possibility and why we think it's a bunch of poppycock. We'll get to that and more right now. Here it is, hour number four. Be very leery of what you're hearing around the NFL draft. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we jibber jabber coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind. We're in your head. The Fox Sports Radio studios, good to have you along, and so our lead comes from the silly season of football. This is a great time if you are a purveyor of gossip in football. I used to run a rumor website, and I always looked forward to the lead up to the NFL draft because it ends up being like a clearinghouse of complete nonsense, right? Now, most rumors do not happen. All rumors are interesting. That's been my philosophy with the rumors. They're all interesting to listen to. Most of them do not happen. There's a lot of chatter, for example, that I have been hearing on the radio dial here, scanning around. A lot of noise, not radio silence, noise that Bill Belichick's Patriots are going to be very aggressive. Don't sleep on the Pats. No. Don't sleep on them in the draft. Now, if you've not been following the gossip here, I'll give you the brief update. We are hearing that the Patriots are primed to move up in the 2021 draft, and they're going to get their quarterback. And it's small-time and big-time draft gurus that are saying this, including Mel Kiper and several other prominent draftniks who are peddling what we believe is the false narrative that Bill Belichick is primed to swoop in and get one of these top-notch quarterbacks in the 2021 draft. Now, New England, if you look at your big board, currently has the 15th pick in the draft. There are five quarterbacks who are projected to go in the first round. It appears three of them are already spoken for. You say they're on layaway. We have to wait for the draft for them to actually, you know, the whole thing to happen. But Trevor Lawrence, we did a monologue about him earlier. Interesting article, quotes about Trevor Lawrence, which gives you pause. But he's expected to go number one to Jacksonville. Zach Wilson, the fresh prince of Brigham Young, BYU, is headed to the Jets at number two. And then number three, it's up in the air, kind of, with the 49ers. It's either going to be Mac Jones, who is the betting favorite, or Justin Fields. So that's a bit of a wild card. But then you've got Trey Lance sniffing around from the Dakotas, and then that's it. Those are the quarterbacks. Lawrence, Wilson, Jones, Fields, and Lance. Those are the five quarterbacks with an A grade for the first round. So let us discuss. You are thumbs up or thumbs down on Bill Belichick dealing up for a new Patriots quarterback in the 2021 draft. So I am going to go thumbs down. All right, thumbs down on this. I've got track record, crystal ball, and Katy Perry. And we will combine all of these things together. Now, to kick off, if you were going to trade up, right? If you were going to trade up, you would want to go big or go home, right? So if you're Belichick and you're like, oh, I'm going to trade up, which I don't think he's going to do at all, you would say, let's try to get Trevor Lawrence out of Jacksonville. Right? Well, that's a dead-end street, so that's not going to happen. And it appears the Jets are smitten kittens with Zach Wilson from BYU, as we said. So the 49ers, They just traded up. They've got someone who they've circled as their guy. We don't know who that is, but there are two options, right? Two options, and they will pick one of the two on the combo dish, whether it's Justin Fields or Mac Jones. And the wild card, wouldn't it be a shocker if they drafted Trey Lance from North Dakota State? That would be a stunner. Don't hold your breath, though, that the Patriots are going to make a move. And in recent years, I'm talking about last year and this year, we have had a groundswell of Patriot wild trade speculation leading up to the draft. And I shake my head, right? I shake my head every time, oh, ye of little faith. They do things a little bit differently in Foxborough. It's all Bill Belichick all the time. And if you think this is going to happen now, then you are a cockeyed optimist, right? You are a full-on Pollyanna. Now, history doesn't tell you what's going to happen. It tells you what has happened, but it's a pretty good indicator of future events. And if it is a good indicator, like we think it is, then you'd be an absolute fool to think the Patriots are going to do anything of note in the draft. Why? Look at the track record. Now, what's my evidence? Let's go back now. Bill Belichick has been an NFL head coach. How many years? 26 years. Bill Belichick has been a head coach. 5 in Cleveland with the Brownies, 21 with the Patriots. 26 years. How many times over the last 26 years that Belichick's been a head coach has a Belichick-led team drafted a quarterback in the first round? You got your answer? The answer, zero. Bupkis, it has never happened, right? Now, I understand the yeah, but crowd, the devil's advocate crowd says, well, yeah, but they had Tom Brady, so they didn't have to draft a quarterback, blah, 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 in the first round. Well, the Browns didn't have a franchise quarterback, with apologies to our caller from Dayton, Dick in Dayton. They did not have a end-all, be-all quarterback when Belichick was there, but he still passed on players that were available. Instead, he made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which were absolutely delicious. Now, furthermore, it all goes back to Belichick. Bill Belichick's genetic code is just different than your standard humanoid coach. All right, now that sounds like hyperbole and all that, but as a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, he lives in Seattle. Here's what I see in my crystal ball for the Patriots. Let's say that the mock drafts are right, that the top three picks are quarterbacks, and let's say somewhere along the way, the Patriots draft at 15 and on the board, even if Trey Lance and Mac Jones are both sitting on the draft board for the Patriots on April 29th at number 15, Bill Belichick, it is my belief that it is more probable than not that Bill Belichick would pass on the opportunity to draft either Trey Lance or Mac Jones or Justin Fields for that matter, and instead draft some other clown you've never heard of or trade down. It's just not in the man's DNA to make a splash move for a quarterback. It just doesn't do that. And so why all of a sudden is he going to do it? Well, the Patriots are terrible. They have to do it. They have Cam Newton. Well, yeah, that's what everyone agrees on, but except Belichick, who brought Cam Newton back. If you watched Cam Newton play last season, there's no way on God's green earth you would bring Cam Newton back, right? But he did. He brought him back. Now he thinks there's something there, and that's just the way that he operates. And so I'm pretty sure he's got this stigma, and it's not just about quarterbacks, like rookie quarterbacks. He doesn't like playing rookies in general. The bigger issue, though, and this is the thing that the Patriots, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. He wants to coach players up, the guys that overachieve. That's certainly from the outside, that's what it looks like. And the first-round quarterback, by definition, the first-round quarterback is pampered, has been coddled their entire life, going to all the passing clinics and had their toes licked and their shoulders massaged, the whole thing. And Belichick doesn't want to deal with any of that rigmarole. He doesn't want any of that. He gets aroused by grabbing the overlooked, underappreciated prospect. Those are the players he wants, right? When everyone is going one direction to the blue chip quarterback, like flies to cattle, Belichick he's going the other way. Right? For example, the Patriots, while I am very skeptical, right? Very cynical that they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round or certainly not trade up for one. They are much more likely to draft one of the other quarterbacks that aren't getting any attention. Who are the other quarterbacks? Kyle Trask from Florida. There's a quarterback from Texas A&M, Kellen Mond, who's been mentioned. Davis Mills, whoever that is, from Stanford. Those guys are anywhere from the second to the seventh round. And they're right out there. Get any one of those guys later on in the draft. All right, last thing here. So New England has been mega aggressive in free agency, but they still have plenty of weak spots to address. They were that bad last year, went 7-9. The Patriots need even more help at receiver. Even though they signed Nelson Aguilar and all those guys, they could use another receiver. They need a linebacker, offensive line. There's some issues there in the middle of the offensive line. The defensive line, both inside and outside, they need some help. They could use another running back. From my perspective, the only quarterback, the only one that the Patriots would even consider sticking their neck out for, and I mean Belichick's neck, and putting all their chips in the middle of the table, there's only one. All right, you know who that one is? It's like the Katy Perry song, the one that got away, Jimmy Garoppolo. That's it. Jimmy Garoppolo is the only player that the Patriots would make a big splash to go out and get. And they might not even have to do that because there's a decent chance the 49ers end up releasing Jimmy Garoppolo outright. But it wouldn't shock me if Belichick has some kind of double secret handshake with Kyle Shanahan and Lynch with the Niners to work out some kind of draft weekend trade and get his beloved quarterback back in the saddle again with the Patriots. That's the name to keep an eye on, not these first-round quarterbacks. Belichick's, in this respect, he's like Hollywood, right? Hollywood loves a nice sequel. They like a spinoff. They like a reboot. Those are all things they like in Hollywood. Well, Bill Belichick, he can, sequel with Jimmy G, and that's the guy he wanted to replace Tom Brady, and it didn't work out. And now he's got starting experience. He's hurt all the time. Jimmy Garoppolo, you can get him at a bargain rate. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to join the conversation, we'll take your calls here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I did want to mention, I do a weekend podcast in addition to the weekday radio show. So we do this, as Belichick said back in the day, no days off, 8 days a week. So on Fridays on my podcast, which is only available in the podcast format, it's called The Fifth Hour, a conversation. I like catching up with old-time broadcasters and, guys that
who
called the game back in the day. So I knew this guy back when he did some work with the Clippers as the radio guy with the Clippers for a few years, Mel Proctor, but he's better known as the TV voice of the Baltimore Orioles, called so many of Cal Ripken's games. Then he worked with the Padres and called Tony Gwynn's games with the Padres, and he also was a broadcaster for the Washington Nationals and the old Washington Bullets in the NBA. So a good guy, Mel Proctor, and he's on the Fifth Hour podcast. That'll be dropping later today. So check that out. Give it a chance. And
Never heard of him.
If you love old guys telling stories about broadcasting and the places they've gone, the things they've seen and all that, it's like a Dr. Seuss book. It's available. Are we allowed to say that? I think he got canceled. Anyway, the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. The Coop Scoop on Entertainment. We'll get to that. And is that a parting gift? Is that a parting gift? We'll go there as well. We will do it next.
I love my weed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
J-Dot writes in from the highways and byways of Utah. He says, I miss Maller to the third degree with Coop. Lame jokes due to bad work signals. The reception apparently not good where he's out in the sticks. He says he's on the road now listening to the show. Well, J-Dot, go back and hear the podcast. All that great content for free. Limited commercial interruption on the podcast. The Ben Maller podcast. It is available usually about an hour after the show, I think, something like that, give or take. Get that podcast and check it out. We'll take some calls. We have the Coop Scoop on entertainment and Balderdash. It is a big hour. It is a big hour. Let's go to the phones, and we will say hello to Sir Scratchoff in Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratchoff.
Hey, what's going on, brother? You know what's funny?
What's that? The jokes about you?
Every time I see you, man, in your pictures, and I've been keeping up with you so many years, even when you before you came on this show, you just need to lose a little bit more weight, put them black glasses on. You look like that daddy off Revenge of the Nerds.
Who?
You know, the daddy on Revenge of the Nerds. I told Coop all ago, I said, Coop, you know what you and Mr. Wilson got in common? He always had the best grass.
Wait, are we doing open mic night now? Is this your comedy routine here, Sir Scratchoff? We at Chuckles Comedy Club?
I just think a lot of you guys, man. I do a little stand-up in my town of Jonesboro a couple days a week. I stand there in my front room and do jokes to my six-year rabbit named Otis and my new Boston Terrier puppy, Oreo.
Hey, Sir Scratchoff, we have a talent show coming up this summer right around the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. So if you would like to be part of the talent show, you can do stand-up comedy. We'll enter you in the comedy show. How about that, in the talent show?
Well, one thing about that, you want to tell you about my dog and my rabbit, I can't keep their attention because the dadgum Boston Terriers are always trying to eat the rabbit. So I'm like, man, get the damn crock pot ready, you know.
Yeah.
But
When's the last time you ate roadkill?
Oh, roadkill. Probably about six years ago. I hit a big old... Now listen to me. You gotta hit them. They used to call me... I've got a lot of nicknames. And they used to call me the deer slayer because I'd hit deer like crazy. And I tapped just enough to kill him in the head. And I took it home and had it processed. Which, I'm a big deer. I love deer anyway. And I seen four of them while I go inside the road. And the other one was tied up to the tree. And the one on the tree tied up had a big sign that said Clippers. And the other four was saying,
Look at that. You got a joke. How dare you? All right. Thank you, Sir Scratchoff. There's some Big Macs calling your name there. You know, some early morning
Big
Macs.
Yeah, like seven of them.
Yeah. I'm thinking that Sir Scratchoff's had a little roadkill from time to time. I know he's kidding around there, but I think, you know, rabbit or a skunk or something. I don't know. Let's say hello to Mark, who's in L.A., and Mark is next. What's going on, Mark?
What's up, Ben?
Hanging out here, Mark. What you got, man?
So how do you feel about David Price saving the game?
Oh, you're talking about the Dodger game? No, I don't like David Price. I've said that. I think it's ridiculous they gave him a World Series ring. The guy quit on the team last year. Never been a fan of David Price. And that's fine. He's on the team.
I don't like the guy, but he's been a good citizen with the Dodgers.
I don't like the guy. And whatever. Roberto's fine because he's wearing the right uniform, so Roberto's okay with it, but I'm not okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take this time to bash on Boston.
Yeah? What do you want to bash on Boston about?
Because Boston. They hate on L.A.
What happened to the Lakers? The Celtics kicked the Lakers' ass. What happened there?
Here we go.
I just want to point that out, Mark. I mean, that was a Lakers-Celtic rivalry. You throw out the records in a rivalry game.
That's why Boston likes you, though, because you're not a Laker fan.
There's a lot of reasons to like the fact that I'm not a Laker fan, clearly. I'm a truth teller is what I am. Hey, Jaylen Brown just made another shot against the Lakers. How about that? Boom. Just like.
What is still wrong with the Clippers?
Nothing. The Clippers are the hot. I'm glad you brought them up. Hottest team in the NBA. Did you know that? Hottest team in the NBA. The people's team. The Clippers.
And nobody cares.
All right, Mark, you got to work on your Boston trash talking because that didn't really.
No, I know. Well, first of all, I'm not going to kid you. I love Blind Scott. Blind Scott's one of the best callers of all time.
That's because you've never met him. If you met him, you wouldn't love him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, out of all people, like, I don't even think Boston knows that Ted Williams is half Mexican.
Well, that's where
he is.
The highway named after him there, the tunnel. Anyway, all right, I got to go. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
His family was from TJ. His mom's
there you
side.
Go. San Diego.
San Diego.
Let's go to Whoopi Pie Blair, who's next up in the great state of Maine. And he's a former SoCal guy, but he's a big star now in Portland, Maine. Hello, just outside Portland, Maine. What's going on, Whoopi Pie Blair?
I don't know what's going on with you. Why is that guy hating so much on your Lakers?
Well, they're not my Lakers. They're your Lakers. I'm not a Laker guy.
That's not my Lakers. I like the Celtics.
You didn't like the Celtics till you moved to Maine. Then you liked the Celtics.
Oh, I liked them before. Come on.
You were a Clipper fan before.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Don't lie to me. You were a Clipper fan.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you're lying. I can hear your nose growing. Don't lie, no, Pinocchio.
No, I wasn't. I'm not Pinocchio.
You're not? But which cartoon? If you were a cartoon. Now, Whoopi Pie Blair, if you were a cartoon character, which cartoon character would you be?
Oh my God, Ben, you're so bad. I don't know. Right now, I'm trying to find out how I can watch Saddleback College play Mount Sac.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. Yes. I was thinking.
No, you're not.
No, I was. Oh, I was thinking crap. We need to take up some valuable, as a proud Saddleback guy back in the day, we need to take up valuable time on the show to break that down.
I'm more proud than you are about Saddleback.
Why don't you send me, Blair, you have my Twitter, you have my email, I follow you on Twitter for some reason. You can send me a message and I'll try to help you out. How about that? I know people.
It's on YouTube today.
All right. Blair, would you like to say hello to Marcel?
Yeah, let's go. I want to do this thing and get it over with because he wants to go against me. So let's do it again. Let's end this.
Well, I don't know that we can do it. Can you call on Monday? We can do it on Monday. How about that?
Sure. Why can't we do it today? That's my question.
Because if we go into the octagon right now, then that's no coop scoop, no balderdash.
What?
Yeah, the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. Don't you tune into the Coop Scoop on Entertainment every week?
Oh, no. What's the point?
Well, there's a ringing endorsement. All right. Well, I gotta do that because it is popular, so I'm sorry. But call Monday, Blair, and good luck finding
Get
that.
Get out of my way, you bleeping white boy.
Blair. Saddleback College junior college.
Bye. Yes. Blair.
What?
Are you going to celebrate 420?
What the hell does 420 mean to me?
That's my man. He's so innocent, Blair.
Good answer.
He's so innocent. Look, he's pure. He's pure as the earth. All right, thank you. All right, go away. Just keep him away from those computers at the library, and you're in good shape. Exploratory trips.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We've got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We've got the food picks with Marcel. There's so much going on. It's unbelievable. I did want to mention the parting gift. You might have seen this in the tabloids. Alex Rodriguez, baseball's A-Rod, popular. I guess he's popular as a broadcaster, but former player. He has announced that he's broken up with J-Lo. Jenny from the Block is back on the market.
Uh-oh.
And the interesting part of the story, according to the tabloids, I was reading this earlier. I don't know if there's an update on it, but Jennifer Lopez has not returned the engagement ring that A-Rod got for her.
Uh-oh.
So you wonder, is it a parting gift? It's not your normal parting gift. The engagement ring valued at $1.8 million. Now, they're both rich, so I don't really, it's not like one of them's rich and one of them's not. They're both filthy, you know, rich, but, Now, is the woman allowed to keep the ring because A-Rod was going around stooping a bunch of other people, allegedly? So is he, I don't know how that works. I don't know the code, but we'll keep an eye on that. Let's go now to Marcel. Very briefly, Marcel, food picks with our guy Marcel in Brooklyn, then the Coop Scoop on entertainment.
Yes, indeed. I have the announcer for that coming right up. A new dawn, a new day, wrapping up the week. So, Maller Militia, let's get into it. And we say hello to Justin in Cincinnati. He joins me now. Sir, good morning to you. Happy Friday. What is your food pick from last night?
Some smoked baby seal.
Smoked baby seal. The F. Minus for you, but good choice. No choices at all, Justin. Thank you.
I like it. F minus, but a good choice. I like that. That's have you ever had baby seal?
No, I don't have a baby seal, but why should I?
It tastes like bubble gum a little bit.
Yeah. The bubble gum
chewy.
Blubber
is very chewy. Yeah,
very chewy. It's so gross. Stay out of the breath. Now,
all right,
Ben,
my turn. I'm going to go Chef Boyardee. Any of the Chef Boyardee products?
Yes, I have the Chef Boyardee products in my home. But yes, it's going to be a very good choice for you. Almost got the A+.
Okay. One.
Almost.
But not.
Eddie.
I'm going to go with the chicken parmesan from Boston
That's a solid
Market.
Choice. Oh, that's took my Eddie. High rotation chicken parmigiana.
Exactly it is. The A+ for one, good choice. Okay. Thank you.
So excited.
No, thank you.
Roberto, let's play food picks.
Chicken parmesan.
Uh-oh, you and Eddie got a mixed match for it.
A+
both.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean what it used to mean, Eddie. That doesn't mean Coop.
I think I think Marcel, you had Taco Bell.
Bing. Good choice. But F+ again.
F+.
At least it's an F.
Yeah,
an
F+. I got
minus.
I got the plus.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here is my food pick from last night. It will be a 100% Hot Pockets. And I think you guys going to love
wow.
this.
Wow. Hot Pocket.
Hot Pockets.
What flavor Hot Pocket was it?
The pizza. Made
the
Hot Pocket pizza.
Oh, the classic, the traditional
classic. I
guess. Yes, that's a very Italian one.
Hey, Marcel, how do you have a? You have a Benny. You own a Benny. I saw the photo you sent out. That's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you. Also, thanks to Decade Awards in Spokane, Washington, for sending me for this amazing Benny Award of last year, made of Caller of the Year. And the caller of the millennium.
From who?
Finally, back to back, reigning caller of the millennium and the Benny Awards.
All right, introduce Coop. Hurry up! He's got to talk now. He's got some entertainment stuff. Can you do the?
You said it, Ben. Love you.
I did say it. Oh, thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, you guys. I'll be back on Monday. Now, directly from the entertainment box of Fox Sports Radio, Coop D. Loop with his scoop on Hollywood.
That's right, the Coop Scoop! Justin.
Thank you, Marcel. Thank you, Ben. first on the docket, of course, is the new Mortal Kombat movie. Now, it's...
Mortal Kombat!
It is not yet in theaters. It doesn't come out in movie theaters until next Friday. But it is available right now on HBO Max if you are an HBO Max subscriber, so you can get a sneak peek at that. I think I'll probably check it out on HBO Max because I'm cheap and I already pay for that.
So you don't pay for the movie thing anymore that you had before?
I do, but that that theater is not has not reopened yet.
Oh.
Yeah, they are still locked down.
Okay.
Yep. Until next month, then I'll be going back to the movie theaters. But
now, when you go to the movie, do you always get food, or do you sometimes just go and not get food?
I never get food.
Really?
Same here.
I can't see a movie without
popcorn and soda. Come on,
I can't.
Too expensive.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No? I go to the movie theater way too
it's
often.
Worth it.
I would.
They
I
put
would
nuclear powdered butter on the popcorn.
Yeah, I don't go that often though. So.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't either.
I smuggle in food.
Same here.
Well, the candy is easy to sneak in, but it's hard to sneak anything else in.
No, you bring a soda and then you wait till there's a really loud preview and then you do, and then nobody even notices. moving on to television. Well, I guess that's also television. But I brought up this show last week, and I have since watched it and am completely caught up. And it's called Made for Love on HBO Max. And it's pretty great, so I'm definitely going to give it my stamp of approval. I described it as kind of like a sci-fi thing. So there's a character. She's married to this tech mogul guy. His name is Byron Gogol, so it's kind of like a play on Google. And he implants a chip into her brain so that he can see what she's doing all the time. And it's kind
isn't
of,
this what the guys at Tesla are planning on doing?
Are they really?
Yeah, I think I believe so. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny. So I would definitely recommend checking that out. And Ray Romano is a supporting,
I've heard of him.
He's
I've
a supporting character on the show.
I've heard of him. Coop.
In this show, he is dating a sex doll.
Oh
yeah,
like Blair in Maine.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. There, I think it's like six episodes in. I would check it out. One other thing that I want to bring up, Ben. This weekend on HBO.
Yeah.
It's called Mayor of Easttown, and it's a drama, and it stars Kate Winslet. So, and it's her first time back on television in like over a decade. It's a 7-part series. A struggling detective who investigates a murder in a small Pennsylvania town, and it's getting good reviews. So that's HBO Sunday at 10 p.m., and so I definitely recommend checking that out as well. And
but wait, there's more.
Yes, one last thing. Of course, this Tuesday is April 20th, 4/20, and fittingly, there will.
Are you taking that day off, Coop?
No, I will be here. Okay. there will be a lot of marijuana-themed shows to watch on TV, if that's your thing. On Discovery Plus, there's Chopped 420, which is like that Food Network show Chopped, where they've got all the ingredients and they have to make a meal, except they also have to include cannabis into the meal.
A lot of edibles.
Yes, there's the Marijuana Conspiracy that's available to rent or buy on any platforms where you can rent or buy things.
Thriller.
Yes.
Crime thriller.
And then also a documentary on Hulu called Sasquatch. And basically, this investigates an incident that happened in 1993 in Northern California at a Northern California pot farm where three local men were dismembered in what was allegedly a savage Bigfoot attack. And so this documentary goes to investigate to see how true that was. That is on Hulu on 4/20 Tuesday. And that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right, Coop's excited. He's preparing for the holiday. He's, it's... Like the 4th of July, you got to get fireworks, you got to get barbecue. Coop's got different plans there. All right. Anyway, we have Balderdash. You want to play Balderdash, call right now. 877-99 on Fox. It's a radio game show. 877-996-6369. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart, and wherever you get your podcasts, it's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! All right, here we go. Time now for Balderdash. Let's welcome in our contestants. Don't have a lot of time to play grab ass, so we will say hello to Nate the Beer Guy. Hello, Nate the Beer Guy.
Ben, good morning. Boys, how you doing?
Welcome in, Nate. You're going against a game show whore, so I hope you're prepared, Nate.
I just cracked a cold one. Brand new brew. I'm ready to roll.
What are you drinking this morning?
I am drinking, I just cracked a Mangoes Are Forever from Trim Tab Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. I've never heard of that, but that's fine. And Justin in Cincinnati is going to be the defending champion here. Justin, are you there, Justin?
Hey, is that Sasquatch documentary about Finley's girlfriend?
Stop it.
They're still showing that?
All right, calm down, okay? We got to play the game. Are you guys ready? Yeah, all right. Well, you got a guy drinking beer at this time of the morning against a guy who's high. This is perfect. Perfect for the show.
We got a nasty natty duo.
Yeah. All right. It's all natty all the time, clearly. Here we go. Categories are give me those digits and also forgotten. Forgotten. And Nate, the beer guy, you were on first, so we'll let you pick because Justin's high anyway, so who cares?
Ben, give me those digits.
All right. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me their jersey number. Their jersey number. Always easy for guys this time of the morning, unless it's not. The first one is LeBron James.
Justin.
Justin.
23.
Okay. Yes, that is correct. 23. All right. I will give you the athlete. Tell me their jersey number for $400. Steve Nash. Oh, he hasn't played in a while. Nate.
36.
Well, that's
very close.
So many athletes wear number 36. That's a good guess. No, that is incorrect. Justin, you want to try to steal here?
No.
All right, Steve Nash was number 13. Number 13.
Number three.
Yeah, you didn't have a three in there. Give me those digits. I'll tell you the athlete. Tell me their jersey number for $600. The NFL's Tony Gonzalez.
Nate.
Yes.
14.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Boy, when I was a kid, Eddie, the tight ends always wore number 14. That was a big number.
I can't think of one that ever wore 14, actually.
Justin, you want to? No?
I think it's 89.
No, well, it's not. You were a lot closer than 14. No, it's incorrect. It's 88 was the number. All right, I will give you the athlete. Tell me their jersey number. This guy now works with our company here at Fox Sports Radio. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Justin. 87.
Oh, come on. Two Cincinnati people.
I know. Wow. Come on. How soon we forget Nate the beer guy. You want to steal, Nate? Nate the beer guy.
You know what? I'm gonna say it's I'm going back to 36.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. Now he's just goofing on us, Eddie. He's not. What about the integrity of the game? You two jokesters. All right. $1,000 question. Not that it matters
at
this point.
No. Brian, I'm confused by Brian Finley's ping pong jersey. That's my fault.
I understand. Houshmandzadeh was number 84. All right. $1,000. I named the player. Tell me the number. Buster Posey. Now, you guys don't know. It's number 28. We're out of time. You both suck. You're terrible. Go to bed.
Got a murder. Got to go.